This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, you've heard me talk about my good friend Craig at Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, and he joins us. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, how are you?
Doing great, Craig. Best advice for folks right now relative to generators.
Right now, when it comes to generators, right now, it's if you haven't really checked your generator, now's the time to do it. As far as finding a place to probably do repairs, you're probably a little too late for that. For portables and things like that. Now, as far as like service and whole home generators, we're getting a lot of calls in, and unfortunately, we have a schedule and we're trying to squeeze as many people as we can. We're working extended hours, work Sunday. This rain set us back last week. The rain in July set us back with the heat wave. So there's a lot of stuff. And it's not just, not just us as a generator company. There are a lot of other companies out there, and everybody right now, we're putting our customers and we're putting the public first before our own families. That's what we're doing right now. So tomorrow we're going to probably start releasing our employees a little bit early so they can go home and do their preparation. So, the biggest thing for me right now I would tell everybody would be, make sure you get your preparations done, food, water, things like that, because it seems like the storm, I was listening to Mike Dettier, he was talking about it yesterday morning, and he's 100% right. This is like a Hurricane Zeta, and that's going back 2020, right? No, I think it was in October. Mm-hmm. It was a late storm. And this is kind of the same path. It's going to be a quick-moving storm, in and out. You're going to have power outages, up to 3 to 5 days, That's what we're looking at in some areas. Most likely 1 to 2 days, but, be prepared up to 5 days,
Craig, there's a huge difference between a whole home generator and a portable generator, right? The whole home generators, because I got these texts earlier today, they are set up to be out in the weather. So they can sit in the rain. They can do all of that because the encasement of that generator is designed to do so. These portable generators, though, are different in nature, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. So the whole home generator, those should be installed, and inspected. There's a lot more stringent rules when it comes to that. But unfortunately, portable generators are the ones that cause the most injuries, serious injuries, and death. When I say serious injuries, you get carbon monoxide poisoning, and it does get, it cuts the oxygen off to your brain, and then you can have other issues that are associated with lack of oxygen to the brain, which is motor skills and things like that. So, the best thing that, we try to tell people is that, if you can put the generator with a nice extension cord at least 20 feet from your home in the middle of your backyard, that's what you can do. Those units, they can get water on them. They're running, they're hot. The water is going to hit, you're going to see it steam off. That's what's recommended, 20 feet. But you also need to understand and make sure that even if you have, you put it between you and your neighbor's home, you got to be careful because, you can send carbon monoxide into your neighbor's home and not realize it. So that's why we, we require every portable generator we sell a CO monitor. Well, we give actually a CO monitor away is what we'll call dual smoke detector as well. So we try to make sure that everybody's safe.
Yeah, because if you have a 5-foot side yard on each side, that's only 10 feet. So you can't locate it between two homes and be 20 feet away, right? Doesn't work.
No, sir. No, you can't do that. Like I said, you just want to make sure that, if you do, like I said, you have people that have seen them on apartments, on the balconies. And that's a chance, you take. I've seen people put them in the garage, with the garage just cracked open, because look, when I first got into this business, I'm very passionate about what we do. And I remember after that, the Hurricane Zeta, I remember riding around because most of the generators I was putting in was in the Woodland area. And I was riding around listening to all these generators run. And it was a good feeling to know that people's homes were being backed up. But then the thing that really caught me off guard was I've seen a lot of generators with garages that were halfway open with the generator sitting inside with the exhaust pointed on the outside. And that's not really a good good way to run those generators. Yeah.
Craig, a lot of people, especially again with portable generators, will try to refill the gas tank while the generator is running. Is that a good practice?
That is not a good practice. So it was after one, I think it was after Hurricane Ida, Zeta. This is when I was still working. It was just pretty much me. I was everything, you know, the CEO, the installer, everything at one time. And I remember I was on a sales selling, you know, on a sales call, and I was talking with a homeowner, and the reason why he wanted a home generator, his face, he had discoloration in his face, you know, and we were talking. He said that year before he had an outage, and he's been putting gasoline. He's been having the same generator since Hurricane Katrina. So we're talking probably close to 15 years. And he's always poured, you know, when the generator would run out, or he'd go fill it up while it was running, or he'd shut it off and fill it up and not let it cool down. He did it for about 15 years. And just it just takes that one time. And it was, you know, you don't have enough air blowing by, you know, wind, and, you know, the oxygen content's just right, and it set it off and actually caused, you know, burned his face and all that. So that's why he wanted a home generator. So that is not advisable. You know, I mean, you're taking a huge, huge risk if you're doing that. You know, I mean, like I said, you might have done it 100 times, but it's always that 101st time that's going to get you, you know.
And also, there's an appropriate gas can to utilize to pour gas into that, not just any type of situation or gas can, right?
Yeah, and look, those gas cans, you know, they are a pain to use, but they're built around the safety side of the of pouring fuel, you know, and when they put those safety features in, that's not somebody that just says, hey, I want to make people safe. That's pretty much somebody that was injured, and what they're trying to do is just trying to put something in place so an injury like that doesn't occur. And most of the time, it's some type of explosion due to the gas fumes and not using the right, you know, fuel tanks and things like that. So,
I've heard a lot of people say that they don't like to turn it off because they run the risk of not being able to start it again. But if you are significantly impaired, as it relates to a poor or not so wise practice, you better err on the side of caution in the end, right?
And that is correct. You know, I mean, you know, you can, there's so many ways you can run the generator. You can just, you know, if you have a portable generator and you put it outside and you're using it, and let's say, you know, you don't go in your refrigerator a lot, or if you're busy outside doing a few things, well, then let the generator rest. You know, use the generator at nighttime to run the ceiling fans and things like that when you sleep. And then when you get up in the morning, turn it off and let it sit and cool down and fill it back up. You know, I mean, it's just patience. You know, you got to have a little patience in this. You can't rush it.
Because it'll last a lot longer if you do so, for sure. Final thoughts?
That is correct. I mean, you just got to remember, you know, with your whole home generators, shut them down every 24 hours, check the oil. It's really simple. If you go to our website, craigselectrical.com, or go to our Facebook, craigselectrical.com, we have videos on how to check oil. So it's we've done videos, and we have information on there for homeowners. Now, when it comes time to change oil, it's usually 200 hours, 5W30 full synthetic. Right, that's 5W30 full synthetic oil, not conventional motor oil. We don't want that in there. And then when it comes to portable generators, 100 hours. You want to change oil every 100 hours in those things. You know, and it's pretty crucial. Those portable generators are some of the generators that probably get abused the most. They're usually not pulled out until a storm comes, and it's usually gunked up, you know, then inside the oil, the fuel. So if you're going to use it and not use it for an extended period of time, add some fuel stabilizer, and that's going to try to maintain that fuel, so next time you use it, it's not going to gum up in that carburetor, you know. So, but like I said, yeah. So everybody be safe out there.
And operate it before the lights go out, not in the midst of the lights going out.
No,
right?
No.
All right. Well, Craig, thank you much for joining us. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the time, Newell. And everybody stay safe out there.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Craigselectrical.com, you can check out for that information, or simply give them a call at 504-677-1023, because when the power goes off, Craig comes on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.